Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning when we're with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Now, most people have probably heard the announcement already, but you won't be joining us on Wednesday mornings after the end of March. You have a change in your life direction, and you are leaving the Gazette.
Yeah, I've been at the Gazette for 36 years, and I'm going to go see what else is out there in the world for me to do. So I'm pretty excited about it, but I will be sorry to end our Wednesday morning conversations, David.
As will I, and I'm sure our listeners. So you're telling me I have 11 more years at least here at WAMC. Well, let's go to the news of the day, which is, of course, the president delivering his State of the Union address and some area reaction in the paper today.
Right. Local Republican members of Congress liked President Donald Trump's words Tuesday night. We got statements from John Faso. He's a Republican from Kinderhook who released a statement shortly after the address concluded. Most congressmen do that, or congresspeople do that. He described the speech as a unifying address that proposed ideas and initiatives the nation can rally around, especially in the areas of investments in transportation, broadband infrastructure, and the military. Elise Stefanik, the Republican from the North Country, she represents the 21st Congressional District. She said she thought the speech noted that the economy has grown stronger under President Trump and that veterans have been helped under his on tenure. She also liked his words on national defense. Stefanik brought a guest with her. It was Sarah Pratt of South Glens Falls, the daughter of the late Trooper Tim Pratt. Members of Congress do this. A guest, Paul Tonko's guest, was Brendan Norton of Saratoga Springs. We talked to him after the speech. He was a bit disappointed because he was hoping for more words on opioid addiction. Norton is recovering from drug addiction. He was injured a few years ago. He wanted to see more information and more funding for programs that help people with addiction, and he wanted to hear about easier access for treatment programs. So those are the initial reactions from last night's address. I guess we'll hear more as the day goes on.
Certainly, it tends to fall along party lines in terms of how people react, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, but there certainly seemed to be more of a conciliatory tone by the president last night.
Yeah, I heard that as well, and I'm in everything I'm reading this morning, I hear that again and again.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. You can find out more about this story and the reaction coming in at dailygazette.com and or pick up a copy of the paper. And if you missed Judy's announcement at the beginning, we wish you the best of luck after March, Judy. We will, of course, continue to talk to you until then. And again, if you missed it, you'll just have to go online at WAMC.org and find out what we're talking about. Judy, thank you.
Thanks.